We're Alive is brought to you by...
They're out there. In your yard. In your garage. And in your bedroom. Who is protecting your home from... tiny invaders?
Preventive Pest Control of Anaheim has been servicing the Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties in Southern California with over 15 years of industry experience.
They've got a friendly and responsive staff, as well as highly trained and licensed technicians who can offer you greener alternatives to keeping your home pest-free. For more information, call 714-528-BUGS or ZOMBIE at preventivepest.com.
We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 28. Last Dying Breath.
Part 1 of 3.
We sat for a little while after CJ was done talking and looked over her notes and what she knew about Kalani. She didn't have a whole hell of a lot, and I guess neither did we. We continued trying to put the pieces together, but there were a lot of holes still.
So he left here and ended up at the arena.
If you say so.
I know that part at least, but they took him there. He didn't go there on his own.
Your words, not mine.
I still don't get why either one of you think he was with the Maulers. I mean, there's not a whole lot of proof with your story.
Watch the video the night we were attacked. I don't recommend it. It's hard to stomach. But you can see him running into the guard room when everything got crazy. He was in there for a while and didn't run like everyone else.
So what? You got audio on it? You hear what he said?
No. Not the way the system was designed. It's time lapse.
So you have no idea.
Why would he risk being in there unless he had someone to contact?
There could be a lot of reasons. I don't know. Call for help, maybe?
Really? Who are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters?
All right, seriously, enough's enough. All right, you know what I think? It doesn't matter. From what you both said, there's no way to know for sure if he did or didn't. He's dead.
You were the one who pressed me to know.
I thought you had something more.
I don't.
Would be nice to know if he was the one who sold us out.
Unless you have some crystal ball, you're never gonna know.
Or if he wrote in a journal like the rest of you.
Really? Like he'd admit to something like that and just hand it over? Get real.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Why on earth would he do something like that?
What, you gonna stop there?
Yeah! Come on!
No, I was just seeing how long this journal goes, when he stopped.
We'll get there, keep reading.
You better, or I'll pry the damn thing out of your hands.
You think he was the one who shot Pippin? If he did, then...
Well, maybe not. We haven't gotten to the...
Would you quit your jibber-jabbering and get to it? I could have been done with it by now.
Okay. I know Datu and Angel told you about the details.
They arrived at the arena. So I'll skip over that part. I don't know how much time I have, and it'd be a waste. You all brought me back to your home, or whatever was left of it. Front door wide open, people arguing back and forth, led by a bunch of machismo army guys who couldn't tell their asses from holes in the ground.
Wow. Don't hold back or anything.
Keep reading.
The last place had their shit together. And this joint was the opposite. People stealing from each other, missing supplies, and talks of partying during the crisis. Let's just say I wasn't impressed. But it made what came next easier.
It's the 4th of July.
So?
Well, why don't we celebrate it? Take a day off, have some fun.
I think Michael has a great idea.
Oh, come on. It's not like you need a day off anyway.
Hey, I work hard too.
Hey, knock it off, you two.
Michael, I don't agree with you often. Or at all. But I'm with you.
What do you need us to do?
Saul, you too? I would think you would understand that we need to get started finding all of
our... Okay, one day isn't going to kill us.
Words you may end up eating later.
Hey, a little R&R might not be a bad idea. You got my vote.
Yeah. Why don't we take a vote? Those who think we should doodle and waste our time, raise your hand. Oh, come on, people. This is about your lives we're talking.
No. Quit confusing them. Those who want this day off, put them up so we can count them.
Let's see, 8, 10, 18. That's the majority.
Fine, but Michael, you're in for another big I told you so.
I know I'm new and all, but what's the point in living if you don't have a little fun once in a while?
Hey, luau boy, they've already voted. You won. Get over yourself.
Everyone who wants to help, meet me here at 10 a.m. tomorrow. I've got some great ideas.
Screw ideas. Just bring the alcohol, right, Bert?
Thanks. I quit for my girl.
All right, helping out or not, everyone back here, third floor tomorrow night, 8-ish.
Ugh, this is so stupid. Back in the real world, sure, one day ain't gonna kill us. But now, it really could.
Hey, look, I know I'm new and all, but I've learned that if you work constantly, you'll run into the ground.
You wouldn't say that if we starve. Sometimes I swear.
Hey, after tomorrow, I'm sure they'll go out and find what you need. It's just a day.
I hope so.
You're Lizzie, right?
Are you writing that down?
I can't remember names for the life of me. This'll help.
Oh, all right.
And you're the therapist?
Why do you need to know that?
Okay, if you can be discreet, it's more for personal reasons. That place I was just in, I thought that maybe if I had someone to talk to about it, and a therapist of all people. Look, I'm sorry, you probably get a lot of this.
No, it's okay. If we get some time, I'm happy to listen.
Good. I mean, thanks. I really appreciate it.
But unfortunately, I can't now. I have to, you know.
No, it's fine. No worries. I understand. I have guard duty soon anyway. But I wanted to ask. I heard this place has a garden. I thought I might check it out, get some fresh air, because I'm just feeling a little crowded in here.
Yeah, just take the stairwell there to the top.
Wow, thanks. That was fun.
Damn it!
Hello? What the hell are you doing?
None of your damn business.
What's in there?
Nothing.
Oh, come on now. Really? Because for a minute there, I thought I saw something. Hey, I was talking to you.
Ugh! Get your hand out of the door. This is my apartment. Hell, this is my building. You can get the fuck out of both.
They wouldn't look in there, would they?
What do you mean, they? You one of them?
I didn't see at the meeting.
Because they're pointless.
I guess you aren't one of them either.
One of the freeloaders? Oh, hell no.
You're Bill, the one that owns the building. Those freeloaders find what you have in there and won't be yours for much longer.
Get in here. Someone's going to hear your stupid ass.
They're all still downstairs. No one's behind me.
What do you want? You want a cut? That it? They didn't have a whole lot. We split and you'll keep quiet? What? You want to give it back?
No. You can keep it.
Then what you playing at? What do you want?
You have a radio?
What?
Anything you can call out on?
No. They're all downstairs. What you want one of them for?
The guard room has one. But where are the others?
I think they have some of them in the cars, too. Why?
So they only use them on missions?
Sure. I guess. But come on, man. What do you want? You want a radio? I can get you a radio. Just gotta give me some time.
Maybe. I'll think it over. Not sure what I'd want just yet.
All right. That's cool. But you're not gonna say nothing, right?
As long as you don't.
Okay. You were scaring me for a minute there. You need a drink? I do.
No, thanks, but I might take some of your snacks here.
Go ahead.
And on second thought, might as well pour me a small glass.
Where that came from?
Not too much. I have guard duty later.
They roped you into that, huh? I told them, hell no. This'll make it go by faster. For a minute there, I thought you might have run squealing downstairs to that sergeant.
No, that's not my style.
I don't even want to think what they would do if they found out. They're full on nuts. Can't even grow cucumbers.
Okay. You know what that meeting was downstairs? A party. They want to throw a frickin' party.
See, this is the crazy shit they do down there. You know what some bitch said the other day? She wanted me to go downstairs and sweat with them. Sweat? What they doing? Some big orgy down there or what? I was sick and in bed and they asked me that crap. And then they all go running off somewhere and let one of those things in. I didn't even know till one of them come up and asked me if I'd seen any zombies.
Seriously?
Seriously. See, this is why I'm glad I have something extra up here now.
I don't doubt that.
Lord knows, they ain't gonna last down there.
Well, if that's the case, then I might just have to take one of those rifles I saw in there.
Give you one of my guns? No way.
That's my price.
Fine. That'll keep your mouth shut. But I can't give it to you now. Someone might see.
Okay. I'll come back tonight, then. But no matter, you can't say anything either.
You think I would?
If they run out of ammo, they'll take it from me. They think because they're frickin' soldiers, they have more priority to it.
Why do you think I have all that? Just in case. Trust me. I'm not gonna say shit.
I just needed to check.
You want some more?
No, I gotta head back down.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry. I didn't even ask your name.
Kalani.
Be seeing you.
You know, I really think you should come to the party tomorrow.
What? Why?
That's my deal. That's what I want.
You're getting the gun. You want more now?
It'd look better if we're both there, is all. And you bring some more of that. Who knows? Might be fun.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see.
We'll see. It wasn't until I talked to Bill that I fully realized what I was going to do. My plan. I was never exactly sure what the prisoners expected me to find, but this place would do. Since Bill had most of the guns and ammo locked up, the rest of what needed to be done would be simple. It'd take him too long to get me a radio, and I couldn't miss the opportunity. I was going to have to act fast.
Okay, so this is the camera control here, and it'll let you change your view.
Thank you, but Angel already showed me all of this yesterday.
I know, but I wanted to help. You're new.
This is all so familiar.
Then...
What's that you have with you?
Oh, this? It's just some novel.
They let you do that? Angel said you're not supposed to.
Well, not technically, but nobody knows, right?
Right.
It gets stolen here. They can't really expect us to just sit here.
Well, if that's the case, mind if I borrow the book?
Sure, but I wouldn't worry about getting too bored. Shifts are only an hour today, so everyone can get ready for the party later.
Still, I hate to just stare blankly for that time. Long time to sit and get lost in my thoughts.
Well, here. Just don't let Michael see you reading it.
Should I not? I don't want to get in trouble.
Nah, I'm sure you'll be fine. No one ever checks up on me. Not to mention, everyone's upstairs getting ready.
I'll be careful either way.
So, I'm gonna go. You coming tonight?
I wouldn't miss it.
Okay, great. I'll see you then.
Boy, she wanted me bad. And I'm sure it would have been an easy lay, but I had other things to do.
That son of a bitch!
That's what it says. I'm not making it up.
Just keep going. That doesn't matter.
No, not just that. He used me. He called them, didn't he? I practically gave him permission.
Well, before you get all worked up, let me keep reading. I waited 15 minutes and turned to the channel.
Channel he mentioned before. 18. I made sure the door was shut and the volume was low, but I was still nervous as hell. Hello. Come in. Can anyone hear me? Is there anyone else on this channel? I have an emergency. Please, someone, anyone, respond. I waited, just like they told me to, and 5 minutes later, I heard it. Channel's clear. This is the Hawaiian. Can you hear me?
I thought you'd survive. Is it all clear?
Yeah.
Good.
What's the address?
It's an apartment building off Spring Street. I don't know the address, but they've got this place wired for power. You'll see the lights.
What's it like?
Mostly it's secure, and there's generators, food, some water, and a parking garage. It's a decent place, but I have no idea what you're exactly expecting.
How many people are there?
I don't know, 25-ish, I guess.
Good.
We'll be there in a few days.
Hold on. They have guns? Any of them cops? Did you hear that?
There's three soldiers in the group. An old guy who I think is former military. One chick who's really good with a bow.
You sure? They got names? I need details.
So far I got the three soldiers, Michael Cross, Angel, and Saul. Riley's the one with the bow. Bert's the old grumpy guy, former Marine. You might also want to keep an eye out for Lizzie. She's a therapist, but I think someone trained her to shoot. The rest I wouldn't worry about. Oh, and they have a bunch of military rifles and some kind of machine gun. I overheard the word saw, if that makes any sense.
I know a few of those people already. But the guns, it's gonna complicate things.
No, see, it's not. They don't. Hold on. I made sure they won't have access to their ammo, at least most of it for now. And tonight, they're throwing a party. Everyone will be shit-faced, so what guns they do have won't matter. You might not get another chance like this.
Hold on. Let me tell the boss.
Come on, I can't be on this forever. At this point, I'm sweating like a pig. It might have been 10 minutes till they came back on, but it seemed like forever. I'm still here.
You sure you removed access to their ammo?
Positive.
And they'll be drinking.
That's the plan.
We'll get moving soon, but you have one last job.
What?
You have access to a gun?
Yes.
When we get there, watch. When you see someone waving a torch, you fire at the ground.
What? Why?
Motivation. Don't argue.
Wait, how is she? She all right? She okay? Can I talk to her? Hello? Hello? God damn it. What am I doing? When I was young, someone once described to me what it's like to be a father. That you would do anything for your child. I didn't believe him at the time. But now, I know. You'll do anything.
Stop fire!
Where did those come from?
Get back inside!
Hurry!
Move! Another car's coming!
No, we can't. It's over. There's no way to seal off the fire now.
Screw that! There has to be something! We can fix this!
No, Angel, we can't stay here anymore. We have to leave the tower.
Move! Fifth floor! Come on! This is one of the lines for the water tank on the top floor. Our reserve is still full.
That's how you're gonna save us?
Well, it's something. Just hold on!
Get back up here! Your time's up!
Riley, give me your hand!
No! We need this now!
I'm out!
Damn it! It's working! Look!
They're running away!
Not all of them!
Then just keep shooting! All right! Surely it's time to shine!
After it was all over, I remember seeing Tommy's body in the stairwell. He was only a few years younger than Hannah.
I didn't think everyone else should see this. At first, I thought it was one of them. Then I realized what he was wearing.
Damn it, guys.
What should we do with him?
You sure that's him?
I didn't contact the Maulers again. Maybe if they thought I had died in the attack, Hannah would be safe. Funny thing happened after that. You all started to be tolerable. And then after a while, well, you were still just tolerable.
But I got you, right, buddy? You telling me there's some other badass who's taking down the biggest asshole out there?
I think not. Then you decided to leave this place. Within the same time frame, the Maulers grabbed one of yours, Lizzie. I hoped that if I helped you out with the helicopters, that there would be a way for me somehow to get Hannah. On my own, it'd be impossible. But with your help, maybe. They had one of yours now, too, and Saul was hard-pressed to find her. We were a team. Things were starting to look good. And then he showed up.
Ho, ho, ho!
Hold on, Michael. Who's that?
You think it could be one of the Maulers?
You think I didn't consider that?
Chill. Be careful, is all I'm saying.
Let's go see who he is.
I knew exactly why he was here. And I knew why they sent him. I was surprised, though.
Yes, sir. You should know that my gun is empty.
Do you have any other weapons we should know about? What's your name?
Pippin.
After they got their asses handed to them the last time, I thought they'd leave us alone. But him ending up at our door proved otherwise. I knew I had to do something.
Hey, are you ready?
Yeah, you mind warming it up?
Sure. But I'm driving? You sure about that?
I'll drive. Just get her warmed up. Don't need it struck. I'm gonna go tell Michael that we're leaving. I'll be right back.
Oh! I love this CD!
I know you do. I knew I had to move quickly. I timed this out earlier in the day. For it to work, I had to be precise.
You have digital copies of the information. That's all that matters. It'll be easier to keep that safe, too.
Hey, we're all loaded up and about to head out. I wanted to check with you before we left.
Yeah, go on. We're good here. Radio back and let me know if that thing's flyable.
Will do. Oh, the roof's not done yet, but there are a few people working on the zip line from our roof to next door. They're going to grease it up with lard so there's no way to climb up to our building. That'll give us a nice clean space to land if we find another chopper.
Yeah, it's a good call. I'll check it out later. We need the birds first.
Once I know, you'll know. See you, Chief. I cut the alarm cable leading to Bert's room and waited next door till it was clear.
Where? Bert's Armory!
Angel?
You ran out, love.
I know.
It is relaxed. I'm sure it's nothing. You'll be back in a minute. It's you. No. No, no, please, I...
What? What? Pippin! Hello? Don't shoot. Please, don't shoot.
I left nothing behind. No shell casings, no fingerprints. I moved as quickly and as quietly as I could down the stairwell. All the shouting made it easier. I hid the gun in my jacket, got out of there.
What?
What's going on?
Move!
All set?
Yeah. We're good. It worked at least so far. With the radio broken upstairs, there was a good amount of time before they could contact us back. I kept in communication with Bert, and Datu said I was with him the whole time. He had no idea, and how could he?
Oh, sorry.
That leads me to now. We have a lot of time left on our hands with this damn helicopter at LAX. Plenty for things to blow over at the tower while I'm miles away. But I've been very lucky so far. And there's a good chance I may have missed something. The next time I'm back there, everyone could be ready to string me up. So I'm writing all this down ahead of time. I doubt you'd listen to me after getting caught. This here is my failsafe. You know the truth now. You know what he would have done. Regardless of what I did before, I'm...
I'm what?
I don't know. It stops there. You didn't finish it.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive.
Have a theory on what might happen next? Talk about it with thousands of other fans on the forum. At forum.zombiepodcast.com.
Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Elisa Elliott, Tammy Klein,
Shirley Jordan, Otto Sterk,
Jay Olegario, Kevin Flood,
Constance Parn,
Michael Ray Clark, Jenna McCombie, Manly Woods, Blair Beihauer, Shane Salk, and Scott Marvin. I'm Michael Swan.
Music intro by Brother Dan.
Written and directed by Casey Wayland.
Zombie intern Eric Wargo. Line producer Simone Nepper. Script supervisor Danny Wayland. Produced by Casey Wayland and Grayson Stone. We're Alive. The serial audio drama was created by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com.
This has been a Wayland production.